News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. It will be the first ever midterm convention beginning today in Dallas, but KERA's Bill Ziebel reports that they'll be in George W. Bush's hometown, but the former president will not join them.
The GOP says Dallas boasts strong Republicans in a bright red state. So convening in Dallas makes sense, especially when the Senate race between Republican Ken Paxton and Democrat James Tallarico is so close. President Trump backs Paxton, but the last Republican to serve as president before Trump was George W. Bush, who not only lives in Dallas, but has his presidential center and library here as well. Bush will not participate in the midterm event. He'll instead be busy with the 25th anniversary of 9/11. I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.
A bacterial disease spread by an invasive insect has been ravaging citrus trees across the country's coastal states. It has decimated Florida's citrus production by up to 95%. The disease, called citrus greening, can lead to bitter fruits and often kills citrus trees. There is no cure, but now a Texas A&M researcher has helped discover a new treatment that comes from spinach. Here's A&M's Krenathi Mandani.
Not discovery alone at the research level, but we were able to get through the regulatory part of approval process that it requires to get this to the grower's hands.
The U.S. Environment Protection Agency gave approval earlier this summer to a product that utilizes the research. The developer says farmers may be able to use it as soon as later this year. Investigators say three suspects used firearms during at least seven aggravated robberies at businesses in Fort Bend and Harris County. Our Melissa Anahe reports law enforcement expects to make more arrests related to the incidents.
The three suspects are in jail following a coordinated multi-agency investigation where a group of individuals allegedly targeted multiple food trucks and businesses, including Smoothie King and Wingstop. Suspects identified were 22-year-old Francisco Alexis Rosales Puente, 21-year-old Wilfredo Perez, and 19-year-old Ian Muhammad Dakuk. Fort Bend County Sheriff Eric Fagan says deputies responded to several robberies in early August off Bel Air Boulevard and off Highway 6 in the Houston and Fort Bend areas.
Investigators later determined the incidents were connected to similar robberies under investigation by the Houston Police Department and the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
Officials say all three men face different counts of aggravated robbery and remain either in Fort Bend County or Harris County jails. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Nahe, News 88.7.
And the Astros remain two games in front of the Rangers for first place in their division. They survived last night after scoring four early runs. Philadelphia came back to come within one run in the final inning of play. But Houston won 6-5, and they capture their 74th victory of the